Hundreds of patients queued at outpatient department as they wait their turn to see a doctor. Some say they have waited several hours and lay on the ground, exhausted. Others sit on benches and under shade trees. Dr. Boli Chow, the director of Bor Hospital, says the huge number of internally displaced people in Bor town who have fled floods and insecurity in rural areas are sheltering in overcrowded places, including churches and schools' compounds, which makes them vulnerable to malaria and other diseases. Dr. Chow says medical workers at the hospital have little time to rest due to all the patients coming to Bor from across Jonglei State that are suffering from various diseases.
We're trying our best. There are so many admissions currently in the hospital, and they are mostly due to malarial cases, diarrheal diseases in children, and pneumonia. These are the most diagnosed conditions currently.
Dr. Chow says most of the children that come to the hospital are diagnosed with either malaria, typhoid, pneumonia, diarrhea, or other waterborne diseases. He says the hospital has run out of life-saving drugs to treat patients.
Most or nearly all of the patients have to buy their own medicines from outside, including those that who are admitted in the hospital facilities. These cases, there is a spike in the number of malarial cases that come to the hospital on a daily basis, and this has been worsened by the massive floods in Bor town and in surrounding areas, two, massive displacement of people that has come to Bor town.
37-year-old Duna Jack's daughter, who looks weak and is lying on a bed in the ward, was diagnosed with two diseases this morning and was admitted to the hospital. Speaking in Dinka, Jack says he bought all the medicine needed to treat his daughter from a private clinic in Bor town.
The doctor has diagnosed her with malaria and typhoid, but asked me to go and buy the medicine from the private clinic. I bought all the required medicines. Yes, they are expensive, but I afforded them all. It cost me 10,000 South Sudanese pounds.
Unlike Ajak, who could afford to buy all the medicine prescribed for his daughter, 31-year-old Aluela Yuen does not have the money to buy the prescription drugs her 13-month-old daughter needs. Speaking in Dinka, Yuen says she does not know what to do.
My child fell sick last Sunday and I brought her to the hospital on Tuesday. If you are lucky and the medicine doctor prescribed for you is available, you will get them for free. But if they are not available, you have to go and buy them from the private clinics. I bought some medicine, but it's still some medicines I couldn't afford.
Dr. Samuel Majuri, director of Jonglei's Health Ministry, says his office is working with its partners in the health sector to assess the types of medical supplies needed in health facilities across the state, including Bor Hospital.
After doing the assessment, the medicine actually will be sent to beneficiaries. They are going to be used first in primary health care centers, and even we can put some of them even in the hospital, so that because now the hospital has been full with so many patients, so we'll find a way that we can distribute this medicine.
Last week, Gabriel Denga Jack, the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission director in Jonglei State, said more than 400,000 people have been displaced by flooding and intercommunal fighting in Greater Jonglei. Ajak says a majority of the displaced people are seeking shelter in Pibor and Bor town. He said the IDPs are in dire needs of humanitarian assistance, including medical care. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.